for online course pupils of the world, we'd like to see today Bible study about Israelite's brief history. For online course students, we suggest three questions. Number one, where did Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin council come from? Number one, where did Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin council come from? Question 2, in verse 6, but God spoke in this way that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them for 100 years. Where was the foreign land? Where was the foreign land? The last question in verses 14 through 16, then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people. So Jacob went down to Egypt and he died, he and our fathers, and they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham both for some of money from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. Compare with other cross references in the Bible, and how should we respond to the comparison? Last question, compare with other cross references in the Bible, and how should we respond to the comparison? Today, we are studying Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin Council against Judaist accusation. Book of Acts chapter 6 verses 8 through 15 talks about the background. Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. So Stephen was ordained by the Holy Spirit as a deacon. So one of seven deacons, then Stephen came out to the people. So Stephen healed a lot of people with full of faith and power, and supportive power. Also Stephen taught Jesus Christ to the people. Verse 10 said, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which Stephen spoke. Then they secretly induced the man to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. That's accusation. That's a Judaist complaint. Here, and they stirred up people, the elders and the scribes, and they came up him, seized him, and brought him to the council. To the council meaning Sanhedrin council. That time in Hebrew people's council. So they may have delivered decision based upon the Old Testament and the Levites' teaching, not based upon the New Testament at all. So here, they charged this man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the Lord. So Stephen was accused of blasphemous words against this holy place, meaning this temple, this visible temple, and the Lord, meaning Old Testament. Here, for we have heard him, Stephen, say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place. This place meaning will destroy this temple. That time's temple, Herod in the temple, and change the customs which Moses delivered to us. So here, because John chapter 2, verse 19 through 32, in specific explanation here. Destroy this temple, Jesus said, and 3 days I will raise it up. Then the Jews, meaning the Jewish people, who believe in Judaism. Jews said it had taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? So that's an accusation, that's a blasphemy against this holy place, which means this temple, because Jesus said he would destroy this temple. Then Jesus would build up in this temple in 3 days. Because that is a blasphemy against this temple. That's also against the law. Because all the tests of the law requires human behavior, action. So here, but Jesus explained, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he said, but Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of men, for he knew, Jesus knew what was in man. Jesus explained, Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. Because Jesus talking about temple, Jesus' body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that Jesus had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. So because Jesus was dead, which means the temple was destroyed, so 3 days, the third day, Jesus rose again. That's the resurrection. So at that time, Jesus' disciples believed that. Also Stephen, in the early church, Jesus believed this word. So that's why Stephen shared that word to Jewish people. So Jewish people accused Stephen and brought into the council. So today's chapter, basically, Stephen's defense, the content is teaching Jesus' word. Then the high priest said, these things so. Here, verse 1 said, high priest. Who was the high priest? The high priest, probably Caiaphas. Why Caiaphas? Because of Matthew chapter 26, verses 57, and those who had laid hold of Jesus led him, Jesus, away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. So Jesus also was delivered, was cut off to stand up before Caiaphas, the high priest. So at that time, the Jewish high priests were two people, not only one people. John chapter 18, verse 13 said, and they led him away to Annas. Annas, in the first high priest, that is coming from the Jewish system, Jewish custom. For he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was a high priest that year. So Caiaphas was appointed by Roman emperor. So Caiaphas was the son-in-law over Annas. So two high priests. Also John chapter 18 verse 24 says, Annas sent him, Jesus, bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. So probably here the high priest meaning Caiaphas said, this thing so, which meaning the Jewish people accusation matter. So you said you destroyed this temple, against this holy place and the law, the Mosaic law. So are these things so? And Stephen said, brethren and fathers, listen. Brethren meaning in the body of God, brethren meaning, because the Jewish people believe we are the children of God. So that's why Stephen said brethren. But this is brethren does not mean brethren in Christ. This meaning brethren in God, And fathers meaning the brother, fathers. Because Stephen was the Jew. So that's why brethren and fathers listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. So today, Stephan talks about the brief history of Israel. Appeared to our father Abraham, and he was in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia is basically today Iraq, you know, that time Babylon, you know, area, Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran. Haran is the Mesopotamia, Babylonia, and the Canaan, today Israel, the area between today Israel and Babylonia, that is Haran, you know, middle point area, before he, Abram, dwelt in Haran. So question one, this is a wise defense. Where did Stephan's wise defense come from? Their defense is the book of Acts chapter 6 verse 10. Basically, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which Stephan spoke. So this wisdom come from God, come from the Holy Spirit. So this wisdom come from Holy Spirit. Also Luke chapter 12 verses 11 and 12 just said, Luke chapter 12 verses 11 and 12, now when they bring you to the synagogue and magistrate meaning judge kind of thing, magistrates and authorities right here, like before in the Sanhedrin council, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you should say. So Jesus said, Holy Spirit will teach you. So here, Holy Spirit give wisdom to Stephan. So Stephan give wise defense against the Jewish false accusation. So wise defense in the entire chapter, you know, generally we can see 3 points. Number one, first, you know, today we are covering the Israel, you know, basic history. Basically, Israel history is God's works, not only in Israel, but over the world. So God is working not only in Israel, but over the world through Israel people. Number two, God is omnipresent. God is present everywhere, not just in the visible temple, but everywhere. So that is before establishing the temple, this temple, the Jewish forefather worshiped God. So that meaning, so God is omnipresent. So when the Solomon built up the temple, God, you know, came into the temple because of for us, but God is present everywhere. Number three, Jews' continual disobedience or rebel against God. Because you, the honored, you know, fathers, but in fact, you know, your fathers, our fathers, you know, disobeyed God, because our fathers killed prophets or persecuted prophets whom God sent to us. So even Jesus Christ killed by present Jews. So that is basically, that's why you should repent your sins, you should accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That is a bottom main point, you know, over, you know, Stephan's defense. So today we are covering the brief history of Israel. Verse 3, and said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land and I will show you. This is the conversation between Abraham and God. Then Abraham came out of the land of the Chaldeans. Chaldeans means Babylonians, to the Iraqi area. Chaldeans, and dwelt in Haran. Haran is, which I explained, the place between Canaan and Canaan land and the Babylonian, you know, area, today Iraq area, dead in the middle ground, you know, northbound, dead is Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, so his father, Abraham's father was dead in Haran, he moved him. So Abraham moved, God moved Abraham to this land in which you now dwell. This land meaning Canaan land. Canaan land, and God gave him, Abraham, no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. So that time, you know, Abraham has no land, you know, no inheritance, meaning Abraham and Abraham family, they're wandered, you know, a nomad, you know, kind of life, you know, no inheritance here. But even when Abraham had no child, God promised to give it to him for possession and to his descendants after him. So, because Abraham, when Abraham had no child and no place to dwell, but God gave a promise to Abraham, you would have a child and you would have the place to inherit. That is the Bible said, Genesis chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants I will give this land. This land meaning Canaan land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. So basically God promised, I will give you this Canaan land. Then Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. And the Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord had separated from Abraham, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give it to you and your descendants forever. That land in the Canaan land. Genesis chapter 15, verses 3 through 7 and 18. This one, God, you know, gave a promise to Abraham to have a child here. Then Abraham said, look, you have given me, Abraham said to God, you have given me no offspring or no child. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. Then meaning, Abraham's, you know, servant, you know, might be, you know, his heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, this one, your servant, shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body. Your own body, meaning your own body, Abraham, shall be your heir. Then he brought to him outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And God said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and God accounted it to him for righteousness. Basically, God showed Abraham, look at, you know, the stars in heaven. You know, your descendants are like stars. But that time, you know, Abraham had no child at all. So, but Abraham believed in God's word. Because of Abraham's faith, God accounted Abraham's belief as considered Abraham as righteous. Then God said to Abraham, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans, Babylonians, to give you this land, Canaan land, to inherit it. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to great river, the river Euphrates. So, you know, big land, and you know, God promised to Abraham, you know, give that land to Abraham. Genesis chapter 17, verse 4, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. But until 100 years old of Abraham, Abraham had no child. But only Abraham had the Hagar, another child, you know, Ishmael, you know, that is, but no child with Sarah. But Romans chapter 4, verse 13, you know, 22, basically talks about, you know, Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, because until 100 years, so Abraham had no child, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. So almost for 10 years, 75 years, Abraham received God's promise, but until 100 years, but Abraham didn't get, you know, any child. But during, you know, that time, Abraham, you know, got a mistake by flesh work, because Abraham delivering the Ishmael, you know, through Hagar, Sarah's maid servant, you know. But Abraham was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convicted that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to Abraham for righteousness, because Abraham's faith was accounted for righteous. So although Abraham, you know, did flesh work with Hagar to deliver, you know, Ishmael, you know, like that. Then here, verse 6, But God spoke in this way, that his descendant would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them in the bondage and oppress them 400 years. So God gave God's word to Abraham. So foreign land, in that is Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. So that, you know, cite that here. And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out, not this one. Okay, Genesis chapter 46, verses 26 to 27. What's right here? Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14. Then God said to Abraham, Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in the land that is not theirs, will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years, and also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterward, they shall come out with great possessions. So the second question, what is the foreign land? That Exodus, the country name Egypt. So the Jewish people, Israelites, was invited by Joseph, you know, to reside into Egyptian land, but they, you know, the first they become guests because of Joseph, you know, prime minister, but through 400 years, the guests became, you know, slaves of Egyptians. So that's why, you know, the Jewish people, you know, got persecuted, but God, you know, judged, you know, Egyptians, you know, through Moses, you know, the 10 judgments, you know, given, you know, to the old story, you know, talks about in book of Exodus, you know, too, you know, basically. The second question answer is Egypt. And the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge. So the nation Egypt. said God, and after that they shall come out and serve me, serve God in this place, in Canaan place. Then God gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision. Here, covenant of circumcision, what is that? In Genesis chapter 17, verses 9 through 14, God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant. Covenant meaning agreement between, you know, the God and human. But right here, the covenant meaning the agreement between, you know, God and Abraham and the descendants after him. Him meaning after Abraham. So, this is my covenant which you shall keep between me, God, and you, Abraham, and your descendants after you. So, Abraham's descendants after Abraham. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you, God and Abraham. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Basically, God, you know, gave a circumcision between, you know, God and Abraham. So, and, you know, Abraham's, you know, descendants. So that is the God's commandment, because here, the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. So that person shall be, you know, punished. He has broken my covenant. So here, circumcision not only the circumcision conduct, you know, to cut off, you know, foreskin over, you know, male boy, you know, the penis, you know. So, but also there is the keeping God's word, you know, there is also keeping, obeying, you know, God's word. But unfortunately, Jewish people, although they are circumcised, you know, physically, the male boy who is 8 years, 8 days old, but they do not keep God's word. You know, that's a problem, you know, at the time of Stephen's, you know, defense. Then he gave him the covenant circumcision, and so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. So Isaac, you know, got circumcised 8 days, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. Patriarchs meaning the Jacob's, you know, 12 sons. And the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph. So Joseph's, you know, brothers, you know, envied, jealousy against Joseph, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him. God was with Joseph and delivered him out of all his troubles. So we know that, you know, Joseph's trouble was a slavery. Joseph was accused of is a rape, you know, something like that. And Joseph was imprisoned, you know, so all everything. And gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor of Egypt and all his house. So Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt. Now a famine and great trouble came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan. Canaan is Israel's land. And our fathers, meaning the Joseph's, you know, brothers, found no sustenance or no food. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, so Egypt in that time is a lot of, you know, grains, because the prime minister, you know, follows, you know, God's dream. You know. He sent out our fathers or Joseph's brothers first, who? Israel or Jacob sent out, you know, the Jacob's sons first, and the second time Joseph was made known to his brothers. The first time Joseph's brothers didn't recognize the prime minister as Joseph. their brother. But the second time, Joseph, you know, himself, you know, declared his identity. I am, you know, your brother. You know, like that. You know, that is was made to know his brothers. You know, that kind of like the type of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ. Half of brothers, you know, did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah the first time, but Jesus Christ, after the death, after Jesus got resurrected, so the Jesus Christ, the half of brothers and sisters recognized Jesus as Messiah. So that, you know, story talks about the book of Acts in chapter 1. You know, they prayed all together after Jesus' ascension into heaven before receiving the Holy Spirit. You know, they basically talk about, that's why Joseph's story is the type of Jesus Christ. Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him. 75 people, here 75 people, but Genesis chapter 46, verse 26 and 27, that says 70 people. All the persons who went with Jacob to Egypt, who came from his body, besides Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. And sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were two persons. Joseph and Joseph's wife and the two persons, the two sons, so total four. So 66 plus four, all the persons of the house of Jacob who went to Egypt were 70. So here 70, but you know, there 75. So there is some inconsistency. That question, how should we respond? How come, you know, here 75, 70? This kind of thing, you know, we can assume because the book of the Genesis said, you know, 70, but the book of Acts, 75, which meaning before, you know, accounting 70, the Joseph's the additional family members, you know, the five more lived there. So that's why, you know, 5 plus 70, maybe 75, you know, some kind of we can, you know, consider in that way, unless we bring over, you know, argument, you know, discrepancy, which meaning the Bible was not written by the Holy Spirit, you know, some kind of, you know, that kind of hurt our faith, nor, hurting our faith would happen. So also here another point is here. So Jacob went down to Egypt and he died, he and our fathers, and they were carried back to Shechem and laid in tomb that Abraham bought for some of money from the sons of Hamor, the fathers of Shechem. But Joshua, the chapter 24, verse 32, the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought up out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem in the plot of ground which Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. Joshua said Jacob bought, but here Abraham bought. So still inconsistencies there. So there is a which had become an inheritance, the children of Joseph. So how can we respond to this kind of apparent inconsistency? That is, we can say, you know, the Jacob as the grandson, was a grandson of Abraham, was a grandson of Abraham. So that is, you know, so is Abraham. Abraham bought, you know, the grandson inheritance, the bought the second land, you know, by Abraham. So that is we could say, you know, Jacob bought. You know, in that way, we might understand. But here, also, we are waiting on the Lord to reveal, you know, more clearly. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17 said, so let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival. or a new moon or Sabbath, festival date or a new moon or Sabbath day. So Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, let no one judge you in terms of food, in terms of drink, in terms of festival, in terms of a new moon or a Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come. All of them reference things of to come, but the substance is of Christ. So always substance is of Christ. So when you read there, certain apparent inconsistency, like here, 70 people, 75 people, but Abraham bought, but the other one, Jacob bought, some kind of inconsistency. So you should not bring the right away judgment, this is inconsistency. No, it seems inconsistency, so we are waiting on the Lord. In His time, God will reveal through archaeologists, or when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, everything would be clear. Everything is very clear. But we should not bring right away judgment. This is inconsistent. So Bible, God is no error. So Bible is written by God. How come the Bible has an error, inconsistency? So here the substance is the Lord Jesus Christ. So basically those date or numbers and those things are reference, a shadow of things to come, a reference. That kind of attitude we need there. So each question we see quickly, where did Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin council come from? The answer, the Holy Spirit, right? Holy Spirit said, teaching, the wise defense. That's the answer. Question 2, in verse 6, but God spoke in this way, that His descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them for 100 years. Where was the foreign land? That answer, Egypt, in the book of Exodus. In verse 14 and 16, the Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people. But here, 16, they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham bought for a sum of money from sons of Hamath, the father of Shechem. Compare with the other cross-reference. Other cross-reference, the number is the book of Genesis, chapter 46, verse 26 and 27, here, 70 people, not 75. But the other one is the Joshua, chapter 24, verse 32. Jacob bought, not Abraham bought, bought from sons of Ham, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. So this kind of debt is a cross-reference in the Bible, and how should we respond to the comparison? That is, we can say that appears inconsistent, but we shouldn't bring quick judgment, say that's inconsistent. No way. Just our attitude, we should wait on the Lord to reveal more clearly evidence during our life, extending the time when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because those things are a shadow of things to come. Substance is of Jesus Christ Himself. That's why. That kind of attitude, very serious. Otherwise, we easily stuck into a certain number, certain day. So we we may doubt the Bible, no error, really written by God, something like that. So God doesn't want the children of God to lose or to lack of faith. That's a bottom line. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Then we conclude today's Bible study.